Okay.
So we both have kids. You have more. Twice as many.
I have twice as many kids as you, which is two. I've read this thing the other day that says that overwhelmingly Americans are choosing not to have more than two kids. And, you know, for lots of different reasons. But the difference, I noticed this when I went from one kid to two kids. It seemed way easier. Like, it's almost like you already changed your entire life with the first kid.
You're right. I mean,
so adding to the bunch is just like, okay, like, and also you kind of already know what you're doing.
Having not added to the bunch, sure, I could see how just, you know, one more. I mean, a lot of things you would get used to. But then I also hear from people who the second kid is totally different from the first. So there's a whole learning curve there.
Right. Well, that is true. And then juggling the two of them, that is a challenge.
Thinking, I got this. I know how to handle everything. And then they throw curveballs because life.
Right. No, you're right. You're right about that. A new survey asked moms what they learned after they had their second kid. And there were some pretty big lessons. And I thought, do you want to see something fun if we can fill in this survey?
Yeah, let's see what you got. Let's do it Family Feud style.
Yeah.
So the top lessons moms have learned after having their second kid.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me one as an example? Just a
well, I'll give you number 10. Babies don't really need shoes.
Oh yeah.
Your first kid, you got all the shoes lined up, all of them. Then you realize they just kick them off,
right,
and they don't walk anyway.
Right. They are cute though.
Cute, oh my god, shoes. I love. Yeah. Even now, I'll go into a store and be like, "Oh my god."
410-583-1065. Let's add to the list. What do you think is on there? What did you learn?
Mix. Good morning. What's something you learned for your second kid that you didn't know the first time around?
So I had twins first.
Ooh.
I thought the third one was going to be easy. And what I realized is you can buy all the generic diapers, all the generic formula, and it's just as good.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Oh, that is a really good tip.
So you don't have to do Pampers, you don't have to do Enfamil, and it's all the same.
And they're going to be just fine, right?
And you're going to save lots of money.
I like it. It's not really on my list, but I think it should be on the list.
Right, right.
I think you're right. And often, I don't know if this is still true because it's been a long time since I changed diapers, but I liked the Target brand generic diapers the absolute best.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, along those lines, there's all kinds of things that you actually don't need.
That's like, number one
like
on the list.
The bottle warmer and
And the wipe warmer.
Yes. Like the babies don't know. Like,
although my roommate in college. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say you should never do anything for your kid that you can't do outside of the house, because if they're used to something like a warm bottle and you are out and about, and you can't get a warm bottle.
Great tip. Really, really great tip.
And also, I was going to say my roommate in college as a grown-up had a wipe warmer for himself. So
oh, okay. Oh. Boy. I have questions for him that I don't want answered, I think, but okay.
You're right. Thank you. You're
thanks.
Cute.
You're welcome. Bye.
Mix, good morning. It's Regan and Bethany. What's something that you learned after your second kid?
I can actually survive on very little sleep.
Oh.
There you go.
It's so true, though.
Because my first didn't sleep until he was 3.5. And then my second came along and we were up with 2. And I'm still alive.
Look at you.
And now the youngest is 2 and sleeping through the night, and the oldest is 5 and sleeping through the night, and it finally happened.
Life is good.
Oh my gosh.
Now it's time for another.
Right. Yeah, no.
Okay, 2 and 3. Gotcha.
Congrats on getting sleep again, hopefully, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Bye.
See, this says kids will survive if they're not on a schedule. For example, if they nap at a soccer game in a stroller, it's just as fine as napping in their crib.
Okay. And that means that you have a nicer time at the soccer game.
Right. This says it's okay if they're crying.
Oh, that was a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if we necessarily learned it. Because generally the answer is they're either hungry, they're wet,
right,
or tired. Right? Those
right.
three?
Right. Hungry. Did you say hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hungry, wet, or tired.
Yeah. Or uncomfortable.
Or, right.
There might be something wrong.
Yeah, could be gas or something. So.
Well, that was something that I did. Like, if they weren't hungry, tired, whatever, the first three easy ones, like, I would sometimes take all their clothes off. Because I was like, maybe something's, like, poking them or itching them or something like that. And sometimes that would work. So if you can't, like...
That's a good tip.
Just like, I don't know if it's a good tip.
Right, maybe
not, but
not.
It worked for me. Okay. And then, wrap them back up. But, like, maybe something's itching them and they can't tell you. You
right.
know what I mean?
What else is on the list?
Okay, so we said you don't need every possible gadget. Number two, each kid is totally different, so follow their lead. Number three, be more confident as a parent because you know what you're doing now. You got through it with one, so you can get through it. Yeah. Number four, go with the flow or you'll go crazy. Number five, it's okay if you can't do it all. Number six, trust your gut, even if not everyone agrees with you. Number seven, ask for help when you need it. Number eight, the moment will pass. And number nine, being with a newborn isn't actually that stressful. Which is actually kind of true. Sometimes they can be calming.
Oh, yeah.
If it's quiet, you hold them and it can actually calm you down.
But if they're terrible sleepers, that creates a domino effect that is really, that was tough for me and Sarah especially.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. 410-583-1065 if you want to add to the list. The things you learned the second time around.
The second time around. I think the confidence one is big, I think. You know how you got this. You already did this once. You can do this again.
And you can apply that to other situations in life, right?
Yes.
You've done this before. You know how to do this.
You've already gotten through 100% of your hardest days.
You're right. Yes.
Mix,
hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Something I learned after number two was you can use the magic bullet or like any one of those like ninja bullets to make your own baby food, which leads to a funny story. I was making beets for my daughter, the basically string beets and the magic bullet, and we took her to an in-home provider. Well, the funny thing with beets is they also come out the same color in the diaper. So,
so
I'm getting calls from the daycare provider saying, yeah, just so you know, it's hot pink. Is should I be worried? And we're like, no, it's just beets. So you instead of buying expensive baby food, you can use magic bullet that works just fine.
Good tip. Thank you.
There
I like
you go.
That. That's really funny. Cute.
Oh, it was. We laugh about it now.
It's a story for when she gets way older, too.
Yeah, definitely tell it at her wedding.
Definitely to her boyfriends. Yeah.
and she still likes beets.
Aw, cute. Thank you.
Thanks. I love hearing about what you learned for the second kid because A, I only have one, and B, I feel like these are a lot of lessons that people don't talk about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people don't say, it's okay if your kid's crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sometimes that's what needs to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So this says, the house does not need to be silent during nap time. In fact, you should live your life and make noise like normal.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. Someone says, agree completely on the generic brands. We just talked to a mom who had twins, and then on her second kid, she finally realized that, hey, I can just buy whatever.
Yeah, and it'll be fine.
I learned it's okay for the baby to cry. That's coming up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And not to hold him or her 24/7.
The amount of time, I feel like that's pressure. I don't know where that pressure comes from. The pressure to hold, the pressure to entertain, the pressure to...
Is that just an instinct?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I really don't think so. Because I think that babies need to be alone and they need to learn how to entertain themselves sometimes. Like,
and toddlers and kids and adults and as well.
Right, and I feel like I worry about that sometimes. Like, you know, making sure my kids know how to entertain themselves all by themselves, because there will be times in life when they will be alone and they need to know what to do without freaking out.
Yeah.
But I think that starts early, like, you know.
Yeah. It's tough, this whole parenting thing.
Also, when they're alone, like in a playpen or like in their crib or whatever, that's often when they learn how to pull themselves up and they learn how to roll over and they learn, you know, just leave them alone for a minute and they're going to figure it out. It's wild.
410-583-1065. Also, nothing is one size fits all. So
100%.
None of this might work for you.
This is all garbage.
Yep.